Hey guys, it's Will of the Winter Wolf, and today I came here with my mom.
Hi, I'm Mom.
And today, since it's the very second podcast, what do you think about being on a podcast?
I think it's really exciting. This is the first podcast I've ever been on.
Really? And also, since you're a personal trainer, what do you think about fursuiting?
As a personal trainer, I think it would be very hot to be in a fursuit, but I think as a person who is very into literature and Disney villains and different fandoms, I think it's really awesome. And I think it's a great creative side and a creative outlet for everyone and a great way to express yourself in a great form of art.
And what was your first thing when I came up to you and said, "Hey, Mom, I'm a furry"?
Well, I didn't exactly know what it was at first, and you kind of had to explain exactly what a furry was and what it meant. And when I looked into it a little bit more, I was like, you know what? You've always been a furry, really, since you were little. You were always wearing ears and tail from a very young age. At one stage, for a month, you thought you were an elephant with a hairband and a rolled up face washer.
I actually do that?
Yeah, with a rolled up face washer. Willow, you had a rolled up face washer on your hairband. And then I think from this, it developed more and more, and you always liked, you know, I think you were in grade 3 when the school told you to stop wearing a tail to school. And
I remember that day, I got really depressed.
And then you just wore ears to school in the school colours, and then you were told to stop wearing ears about a year later.
I got really mad, like I threw a fit.
Yeah, so it was hard because it was kind of taking away a bit of your identity. But you found other ways to express yourself.
Like art.
Yeah, which you're absolutely amazing at.
Yep. And also, what do you think about FNAF, also known as Five Nights at Freddy's?
Five Nights at Freddy's? Well, I also work in a bookstore, so I see a lot of it. I think it's really scary when they talk about it. I can't believe you're into it. It's very gruesome. Kids these days are gross. Yeah, kids these days, I don't know. Like, I don't see the appeal of it and the whole jump scare thing and whatever, but you know, it's what you guys like, so.
What do you think about FNAF is bringing more furries into the furry fandom? What do you think about that?
I don't know. I guess anyway, as long as they're not scary and they don't jump scare you and have like weird robotic things that trap your souls, I think it's fine.
No, that's pretty much illegal if they actually kill people. That's very illegal.
Yeah, it is. So hopefully that won't happen. But if it's a form of expression, not the killing part, the dressing up part, then I'm all for the dressing up.
You mean
up
the
part.
Cosplay?
The cosplay, that's right. This is why you have a child. To educate you on the ways of the world.
Good job.
Thanks, Willow.
Well, what do you think about pets? Like, if you could have any single pet in the whole entire world, what would it be?
Well, I love our Lola, and Lola the
No,
healthy.
Like mythical creatures.
Oh, if I could have any mythical
Or like creatures. A rainbow tiger, or like a floating leopard.
Oh, a unicorn, hands down. A white unicorn with a golden horn, and it has to be a flying one.
You mean like a Pegasus, like in My Little Pony?
Totally a Pegasus.
Say you're a pony.
Maybe. I love Pegasus. I love the idea of Pegasuses. But when I was younger, I was about your age, I was very into dragons. Obsessed with dragons. I love the fact they breathe fire and they have magical elements.
Actually, I remember at a stage that I actually thought I was a dragon, but that was only for like a week.
Yeah, that was not a very long one.
No. Not like me, thinking I'm a cat. Next question, what would happen if FNAF was real?
I think we'd all be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Gross. I couldn't have put it better myself.
It's like when Homer Simpson, when he thinks about food.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. Yeah. It's like freaking out.
Yeah. Okay, what would be your reaction if the whole entire world turned into furries? What would be your reaction?
Probably just hug them all.
Be like, just boop them all?
No.
Just go boop?
Maybe boop. I don't know. They probably wouldn't really appreciate the boops, but I'd totally be in for the hugs.
Oh, the big fluffy hugs.
Exactly. Great hugs. You'd never be cold either.
Yes, but you don't want to be a smelly one.
No.
Ooh.
You didn't... Yeah.
Yeah, nah. So, what's your favorite thing to do with cooking?
When you cook for me, that's my favorite part of cooking.
I mean, like, what's your favorite food?
What's my favorite food? I actually don't think I have a favorite food right now. I love my protein oats in the morning. I know that's sad, but I absolutely love them.
No, I'm saying if you could have one thing, like sushi, that's my thing. Like, you could just stick on that diet for, like, a whole month. Just eat that one food.
Without gaining weight.
Weight doesn't exist in this fake scenario. So what would it be? What food would it be?
Oh, I don't know. We had a pretty good pizza tonight. Gourmet pizza. I don't know, but I like my protein oats.
ASMR. You're like... to remind me of ASMR.
That's really irritating.
I know. Oh, I hate it. I hate it when they go... they just whisper. That's like my worst nightmare. I'm like, speak loud! So, what do you think about wildlife?
If it's a bird, stay away from me.
Like my...
but the rest is very cute.
So, what's your favorite breed of wolf?
I don't know different breeds. There's
Arctic wolf, regular wolf.
I'd rather not see one, a real one, in person.
No, I mean like...
just to look at?
Just to look at.
Oh,
like painting sculptures, like Arctic or regular.
Arctic, for sure.
Well, because they look more pretty.
So pretty.
So what would be your favorite breed of dog?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I love our Kelpie.
Wally, but if you could be any dog, like Doberman, Husky... Greyhound. No, probably not a greyhound. They're creepy. To be a fursuit. Ugh. Wait, how would you be a greyhound fursuit? Wait, I'm gonna challenge someone. If any fursuit makers are listening to this, try and make a greyhound fursuit. I know it might sound gross and weird, but I dare you to.
I like shaggy dogs for a fursuit.
You know what would be cute? If you had, like, a lab... but it was like rainbow, but not like just rainbow dots, but it was all like smoothed in, like it bled into each other.
Right, that sounds creepy when you say bled in.
No, like pink, blues, greens, yellows. Like
the
yellows.
Skin was all a rainbow.
Yeah, the skin was all like a mixture of rainbows, and they all like connect to each other.
That's kind of cool.
Like that picture of that Dalmatian when they... left the kids by himself, mm-hmm. with the toddlers, and then they colored in the Dalmatian.
Yeah,
it's just a rainbow. I want that, but I want it to be a white lab or a husky. That would be pretty cute too if it was a husky.
I just want like a Wags dog with the big ears.
Wags, the big red. Oh no, that's
Clifford.
Okay, so if you could have any cat, I'm talking about like lions, tigers.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
Bear's not a cat.
That's true.
Are you sad? Are you sad?
Nope.
My mom's just staring at the corner. I'm pretty sure she's sad. Well... if you could have, like, a cat, even, like, a rainbow tiger or something, what would you have? Like, a cheetah, bobcat?
Probably a cheetah, because they run really fast.
Only would you have, like, a rainbow?
A giant rainbow cheetah that
with
I can
wings.
Ride. Oh, can I have wings?
Yeah, it can have wings. It can have rainbow wings.
Yeah, totally. That's it.
Yes.
So a rainbow giant cheetah with wings that's fully tame that I could ride.
Yeah. So you can just go to other people's houses for workouts and be like, hey guys, look at my new pet.
Yes.
Oh yeah, since you're a personal trainer, what do you think about nature walks?
Love nature walks. A good hike, all for a good hike.
Do you like seeing all the wildlife? Like just seeing like owls from distance and just seeing like lizards? Like hearing kookaburras since we're Aussie.
As long as they don't come too close to me, I'm fine with it.
Like looking them from like a distance, like from pretty far away. Like
distance is fine, absolutely.
I like this. They're in a really tall tree. You know how like far up, high up as a koala would be in a tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just so you can just look at it, take a photo, and leave.
I like scenery too. I like seeing nice scenery.
Oh, like rainforest scenery?
Mm-hmm. Or hills or beaches.
So since you're a personal trainer, again, I keep bringing this up, but what would be your favorite type of workout? Like boxing, weights,
I love powerlifting.
Cardio.
Weights. Definitely weights. I'm a powerlifter. I do powerlifting. So that's like deadlifts, squats, bench press.
Yeah, and I know because you have a whole gym that you made in the garage. And a whole bookshelf is just filled with boxing stuff. And the other bookshelf is just filled with weights.
Yeah, that's right. I love my weights. I live
for
my
weights. Boxing gear.
And my boxing gear. My boxing gear probably seconds.
Your boxing gear comes second, weights come first.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
Also, change of topic, what's your favorite drink?
I love coffee.
And coffee. What about Coke or like Starbucks drinks?
Coke, no sugar, because I'm trying to keep the sugar down.
Which do you prefer, Coke or Pepsi? There's a whole thing going on, like, it's always been, like, a whole thing. But if we ever go to KFC, since only the ones, the Coke ones aren't kosher, the Coke slushies aren't kosher, we always get Pepsi. But it's not because we prefer it. I don't see any taste. But I don't know if my mom, because my mom would probably drink it more than I do.
Thanks. I actually don't know the difference, and I can't taste the difference. Don't murder me. Caffeine is caffeine. I'm a strong advocate for caffeine.
Your drug is your drug.
I love my caffeines.
Wait, so if coffee's a drug, and that means people at Starbucks are drug dealers.
But it's legal. Coffee is very legal.
Legal drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try it, kids.
You do get hooked if you drink too much coffee. You need more and more.
Coffee?
What else would you like to ask me, Willow?
What would be, like, if you could get anything for free from Starbucks, what would it be? And if everything was kosher?
If it existed, low-fat soy chai lattes. Lots of them.
Okay. If you could get, like, any fursuit from any maker, what would you get?
I like the rainbow cheetah idea. Oh, Lemon Brat Studios.
Yeah, I heard they made really good high-tech things.
Yeah, they seem like the best.
Yeah, so what do you think of your child being a furry?
I think it's brilliant that she has a great creative outlet and a safe place to express herself.
What do you think about furry haters? What would you say to them?
Everyone get out of your box and have an open mind. That's what I would say. And like, don't diss it until you've tried it or until you know someone personally who is like that.
Would you ever try out being a furry, or it's just not your cup of tea? Would you, like, if you had the chance to do it for, like, no cost, everything's free, and it would be, like, easy, and it wouldn't look bad for, like, your workout company, whatever, business, would you give it a go, or would you just say it's a bit too weird for you?
I'd give it a go, for sure. For sure. Why not? Try most things once. I wouldn't say everything, but most things I will try once.
Well, so it's like, if it looks interesting, like bungee jumping.
Oh, I totally want to do that one day.
Yeah, we have to do bungee jumping one day. I'm a bit scared of heights, so I don't know how I would go.
I want to jump out of a plane one day.
What? You're crazy, woman.
This is how, I wonder how you talk to your mother.
Peoples.
Yeah.
And even if you're an adult, like a 21-year-old, how do you treat your mother?
I hope with lots of love and respect. And lots of cuddles.
Yep.
Alright, well. All right.
So that would wrap up today's episode. So
thanks for having me on your show, Willow.
Yep, and see you again on Willow's episodes. I don't know how to end it. Anything.
Willow's World.
On Willow's World. Adios. G'day.